Welcome to Mission Possible You. This uplifting podcast delivers inspiration directly sprinkled into your ears. Fresh, crisp, new insights downloaded into your mind, leaving your body feeling replenished and energized. Lynn McDonald, the Mind Lady, is your host for Mission Possible You. She is obsessed about helping people from the inside out live and breathe the life they so desire and deserve better than imagined. Now, your guide for this journey of introspection, Lynn McDonald. Hi there, everyone. Welcome to Mission Possible You. This is Lynn McDonald, your show's host, and I have an incredible show for you today. My intention today is to provide you with a fresh new perspective on body image. But before we begin, I'd like to invite you into a different type of listening today. Listening from what I'll call an empty mind that is free of judgment, a mind free of what you already believe to know, a mind that listens beyond the words, a mind that's open. Listening for what I'll call a feeling. Listening to this audio for insight. Not information. Please be present as you listen to this. Do not do anything else while listening to this. Just simply listen. That's where the magic lies, in listening for insight, something that sounds different to you. This audio is not a self-help. It's not about self-help. It's not about fixing yourself because you're not broken. This audio is not about learning a new skill or learning a new technique or learning a new strategy. I invite you to just simply listen for insight and wisdom. So today, talking about body image, I'm just going to start off with my personal experience that I have had with body image. So my experience with body image, probably like you listening, hasn't really been good at all. I remember in my life where I would look in the mirror and whatever outfit I had on, I would find 10 things wrong. I didn't like the way this looked, or this was bulgy, or my stomach bulged out, or my butt was too big, or my thighs were too big. Oftentimes before work, I would go through many outfits to find one that I would feel comfortable in and one that I thought that looked better for me. But the biggest issue that I've dealt with my body image was getting on the scale. And getting on the scale was very dramatic for me. And getting on the scale meant, for me, looking at a number. Based on that number, I made a decision to either feel happy about what I saw, and if I was happy, I gave myself a little permission to go eat whatever it is I wanted, just a little bit of it, because I was depriving myself. And if that number was something I didn't like, I felt defeated, I felt a fear of failure, and I felt frustrated. So back then, I allowed those numbers on that scale to dictate how I was feeling. Even my pant size. If I went up in pant size, that was it. I was definitely frustrated and just wanted to literally throw the towel in. But little did I know back then that the experience of body image has absolutely nothing to do with what you look like. And I'm going to tell you a story about this. When I had an office space I rented from a therapy office, we would share the exact same waiting area. I had a gal coming to see me because she had an awful body image. She wanted hypnosis, but I realized she was already in a trance. I came down to get her. I could not tell the difference between the two other people sitting in the waiting room. Who the heck had the body image? They were all knockout beautiful women, in my opinion. So you see, body image doesn't come from what we think we look like. Body image comes based on our thinking about our body, our outfit, our number on the scale, that creates our internal experience, that creates the feelings that we have, because feelings and emotions are simply a reaction to your thinking. So this is the inside out on how life works. We have mind, we have thought, we have consciousness. Mind is the intelligence and the energy behind all living things, which enables us to experience life. Thought is the ability to see life. Everything we experience is brought to us by the power of thought. And I don't mean personal thinking. I mean spiritual, universal, something way, way bigger than us. It's spiritual energy, as is mind, consciousness, and thought. Consciousness is the ability to experience life through our senses, our sensory system. Why? So we're aware of our existence. It's how you use mind, thought, and consciousness. And I was not using it in the way that was beneficial. I was using it in the way that I was conditioned, the way I grew up. The way I grew up was the outside was always responsible for how I was feeling. Oftentimes I felt powerless. So how did I get rid of the horrific body image that I had? Well, it comes all with an insight. And I got lots of insights over the years on this, and I'll share them with you. Number one, the biggest, most dramatic insight that I got was that BMI number on that chart is not maintainable. It's based on inaccurate science bazillions of years ago. It's not a chart that tells you if you're healthy or not. Number two, when you weigh yourself, especially daily, you never weigh the same number anyway. The number on the scale is based on your bones, your muscles, your blood. It's based on how much you drank water the day before or what you ate, all of that. There's a lot that goes into a number on a scale, and you cannot control the number on a scale. We really can't control how much we weigh because we all have what I call a weight set point that we're all, that each person body without dieting, without doing crazy exercise gets to. And that's what dictates how much you weigh is your weight set point. And because I've had these insights and created the wisdom for me to that because I got these insights, my thinking shifted. I didn't have to force a new thought. I didn't have to do an affirmation. I didn't have to go on another diet. I didn't have to do anything in the outside world at all. That alone allowed me to shift my thinking automatically. Why? Because I rose up the latter, in a sense. I raised the level of consciousness that I was at. I saw things for what they were. I saw a brand new perspective I never saw before because I was in a different flow of thinking now. So the body image problem for me no longer existed. It was actually hysterical, which means I no longer tied my happiness, my frustration, my self-worth to any of that. And when I realized through these insights that my, emotions were not coming from a diet, a pant size, a number on a scale, anything at all like that, that they were simply coming from me. I was doing it to me based upon the thinking that I had about all of that. So I had a thinking problem. The quality level of thinking I had wasn't good. And then that generated those lousy emotions for me. So I no longer deal with that anymore. I no longer find fault when I look at myself in the mirror. When I weigh myself, I just get on the scale and whatever it is, it is. It's reality. I'm not trying to change anything from my outside world so I can be happy with a number on a scale, because that's just ridiculous. So I learned also that thoughts are transitory. They change moment to moment. Our experience in life changes. So why hang on to thoughts that are useless? Why hang on to thoughts that, why do we pay attention to thoughts? We are the thinker, but we are not our thoughts. So another major insight that I have gotten is specifically just that. Thoughts are just thoughts, that I have the power to use thought any which way I want, and so do you. And when we're given this gift, this spiritual gift, spiritual realm of mind, thought, and consciousness, we can use it any other way to drive our rudder of that ship to a wreckage or to paradise. So it all depends, because it's free will, on how you use your thoughts that you have floating through your head. I say your thoughts, but they're not really. They come from the cosmos. You know, many of the thoughts we do get, they're on repeat all the time. There's really nothing new that comes in. So when you gain insight that your emotions don't come from any outside situation, they come from you. And this mind, thought, and consciousness, they're not concepts or opinions, but it's the facts of how life works. And here's the beauty of this. Peace of mind is what everyone wants. Peace of mind is our default setting. All we have to do is get out of our own way, right? People have a misunderstanding and mistakenly believe, and I want to emphasize this again, that feelings and emotions are caused by a scale, by a pant size, by a diet, by a person, by an event, by the past, but that's simply not true, which leads us to a false perception that things outside, things are outside of our control, and that's false. Life always happens from the inside out. Our thoughts and feelings and ultimate behaviors are not controlled by external factors, but how we interpret and perceive them by our thoughts. And when you really gain an understanding of how mind, thought, and consciousness work, it's that understanding that allows us to have more constructive thoughts. We have better interpretations and perceptions are better, they arise, leading us to less stress and positive feelings. So body image is based on your thinking about what you're looking at when you look in the mirror, what you're thinking about when you step on that scale, what you're thinking about when you go on that diet, what you're thinking about because you feel you can't live your life without a diet plan. All of that is simply based on your thinking. And trying to fix your emotions based on something from the outside to change doesn't work. The only way to get rid of that problem is simply to understand the nature of thought, how it comes and goes. It's transient. You know, when you're not thinking, you're really thinking, because the majority of our thoughts are unconscious. So when you become aware of, you know, what's going on in your head without analyzing it, without going back to why you feel this way, there's no need. The mind begins to clear, and that's where you get clarity and wisdom and back into your natural state of being. Like a snow globe, when you stop shaking the snow globe, it settles down. and all becomes clear. So it's clarity that gives you a calmer, more fulfilling life. And when you have an understanding of thought, we have high moods in life, we have low moods. When you really truly understand the nature of our experience through these spiritual gifts that are formless energy of mind, consciousness, and thought, and you understand how they work, you will no longer have to ever deal with a poor body image again, because it's all made up. Your body image is made up on thoughts floating in your head that you've given power to, and they're simply false. And when you can understand the nature of thought, that you don't have to hang on to every thought and breathe life into them, invite them for tea, they will automatically drop. And from there, that snow globe clears and you have your a level of clarity. You're calmer, you're more fulfilling, your perception gets better, your level of awareness rises upward. And as your level of awareness rises upward, you spend time in well-being, and that's who you really are. We all have innate well-being. We all have innate mental health. That's what it's all about: happiness, peace, love, calm, joy, all of that. So what you're looking for outside in a scale to value yourself is a misunderstanding, and that's just not how life works. Life only works from the inside out. So I hope that you found this helpful. I would love for you to drop me a note on any insights or thoughts that you may have gotten here. I can be reached at missionpossibleyou@gmail.com. Thanks for joining me here today, and I do look forward to hearing from you.
You've been listening to Mission Possible You with your host, Lynn McDonald. This uplifting podcast delivering inspiration directly sprinkled into your ears each week, helping you to live your best life better than you could have imagined. Connect with us on social media, and please remember to subscribe.